You are. About being pleased.
And I think of you, Miss Austin. Consider yourself a cut above the company.
Me?
You, ma'am. Secretly.
Pride, prejudice, and persuasion each has a role in the flirtation that might lead to marriage in Jane Austen's England. But there's also sense and sensibility. In order to live comfortably and see to her family's needs, a woman of her station, the daughter of a country clergyman, had to marry into money.
I understand that our circumstances are difficult, Mum.
There is no money for you.
Surely something could be done.
What we can put by must go to your brothers. You will have nothing unless you marry.
Well, then I will have nothing. So I will not marry without affection, like my mother.
Enter Tom Lefroy, the Irish-born cousin of a family friend, who meets the 21-year-old Miss Austen and clearly sparks fly.
You judge the company severely, madam.
I just describe what you'd be thinking.
Allow me to think for myself.
Gives me leave to do the same, sir, and come to a different conclusion. You give so much to a woman.
It must depend upon the woman. And what she thinks of me.
James McAvoy, seen last year in the acclaimed drama Last King of Scotland, plays Lefroy, who may have been the model for many characters in the novels Austen would later pen.
Tom Lefroy was a real person. Tom Lefroy actually went on to become the Lord Chief Justice of Ireland during the potato famine. So he's a bit of a dark figure, really. But in his early life, we know that he was about to propose to Jane Austen. He was younger than Jane, actually. He was a year, 2 years younger than Jane. First name basis here. Yeah, and he's very much based on a real person. However, the relationship is pretty much hypothesized. We don't know that much about the ins and outs of that relationship. It is a kind of essay on what might have gone on between them and how that relationship might have informed her writing and her creation of roles like Darcy and Wickham and Bingley and Collins and all those guys, you know, and Pride and Prejudice.
If you wish to practice the art of fiction, to be the equal of a masculine author, experience is vital.
See. And what qualifies you to offer this advice?
I know more of the world.
A great deal more, I gather.
Enough to know that your horizons must be widened.
It's a discussion about the value of experience over imagination and what is more important. It's about him saying, you know, you've got to taste the world in order to tell somebody what it tastes like.
Even though all of her novels end with an engagement or a marriage, she suggested that they didn't necessarily all end happily as a result.
Anne Hathaway stars as 21-year-old Jane Austen, and the American-born actress says rereading the novels in preparation for the role led her to believe that, romantic as her writings were, the author's personal experiences gave her a somewhat jaundiced attitude toward romance.
I mean, I think of Sense and Sensibility as a wonderful example. Nowadays, Marianne Dashwood would have gotten over Willoughby and found someone else that was better suited to her. I mean, it's just my personal belief. But I don't think Austen liked the loss of Marianne's personality and spunk and passion. I don't think she saw it as a good thing. I also think that a lot of her married couples are very, very unhappy. One person is, or one person's oblivious, and I think she was very skeptical of marriage. I think she thought that every once in a while it was definitely genuine, meant genuine happiness, but it was very difficult getting there and very rare.
It is the tale of a young woman, two young women, better than the circumstances.
So many are.
And two young gentlemen who receive much better than their deserts, as so very many do.
Director Julian Jarrold says he tried to meticulously recreate Austen's England, but, like the author, he chose to omit any specific references to political issues of the era, such as the aftermath of America's War for Independence or the struggle to outlaw the slave trade.
All those things like the war and the army and all the rest of it and politics are barely, I mean, they're there, aren't they, off stage, and you feel the influence of them. And it is a mistake to think that the novels are just sort of romantic novels. They are very complex, many-layered pieces, and that's one of the interesting things about doing this film, is there's a romantic element, but there's all these other themes as well to examine.
How can you, of all people, dispose of yourself with that affection?
How can I dispose of myself with it?
Becoming Jane also features Julie Walters and James Cromwell as the young author's parents. Dame Maggie Smith plays the officious Lady Gresham, and the film uses locations in Dublin and County Wicklow, Ireland, to stand in for England's Hampshire, where Jane Austen was born and raised. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.